It is 7:13, Galesburg's Morning News. This Friday, the annual dinner and auction benefiting the Galesburg Christian School. Big event. It'll be at Cedar Creek Hall, the old American Legion building here in Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about that, among other things, is the administrator of Galesburg Christian School, Mr. Bob Newthorn. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in, Tom.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. We were just talking about off the air a lot about baseball. We'll tell you how we got on that topic coming up. But you're a Cub fan. But you grew up in the Chicago area, so it makes sense.
Don't hold that against me. But I did.
I'm okay with it. What a season this is going to be in that
division. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. It should be really fun. All right.
I just hope the Cubs come on top, but you can hope for the Cardinals.
Okay,
but
okay, thank you. We just hope it's not Milwaukee or
Cincinnati. Oh my goodness, yes,
or Pittsburgh. For
that's
that
right.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit first off about the annual dinner and auction. Galesburg Christian School been around since 1996, and you continue to do things to grow,
yeah.
And therefore you have to do other things to help with that growth, whether it's infrastructure, whatever the case may be.
That's correct. Yeah, we've grown a lot this year. Again, we have 160 students. We are blowing our numbers out of the water for next year's enrollment already, which is really exciting. I'm already going to have my preschool in K-4. If you want to get enrolled in that, you better do it quickly because they're filling up quickly, which is great. Obviously, I don't want to deal with more buildings right now, but it's to that point where we have to really start thinking where we're going to put these kids. So that's exciting for us. We feel like we're doing things the right way, and we want to continue that. And this auction really does help with it. And as far as just bringing some fundraising in, our end of the year giving wasn't the greatest this year. I think a lot of nonprofits in the area experienced that. And so we really are hoping that this will make up for it and really help us a lot. So
and just kind of as far as helping the school itself, I mean, does it go help in many different areas or scholarships or just kind of everything?
It really is our general fund just to pay the bills, keep the lights on and pay the garbage man and all that good stuff. So it really is for that. But, because we underwrite so much of our tuition, it really is going right to the kids too because we charge about 65% of what it actually costs because we just feel like the families in our communities just can't afford what it actually costs. So we depend so much upon our community supporters, and we're thankful that we have so many that support us, get behind us, even just buying an ad in our booklet and doing these things it's huge. So
yeah, and it's all for a great cause, and people need to understand as a private entity, even the public schools don't get all the funding they're supposed to get from the state. You get nothing.
I get nothing. Yes. Yeah. So we really are dependent upon our tuition dollars and then the gifts of the community. And this is just one thing. We've got some great items, some really really neat items donated from community members that are in small businesses in our community that see that we're worthwhile. That we're filling a niche that's needed here in Knox County. And so that really does help us. And you can come to the auction, have a great dinner. Hen House is catering for us. And I don't know if you haven't been to Cedar Creek, it's worthwhile going there. They've done a great job with that. It's a great, wonderful venue. And and then you can bid on some great items and help a great cause. So
what time will it all get underway on Friday?
Our doors open at 5:00, and but our first table closes at 6:00 for our silent auction. So we'll have four different silent auction closing times. So if you can't get there right at 5, obviously that's okay. Just get there before the live auction for sure. But there's some great items on our silent auction as well. We've got some neat baskets that are on there, and we've got a few fun games we're going to be playing throughout the night, and we've got a big raffle going on. I don't know if you heard about a raffle, but we're raffling off some groceries for a year.
Oh, wow.
$200.
That's huge.
That's huge, yeah. $200 a month for groceries from Hy-Vee. And that's gone over really well. And so we'll be making a drawing for that. And you don't even have to be present. So if you're interested in purchasing one of those, that'd be great, too. Give us a call in the office. We'll hook you up. So
Bob Newthorn is the administrator of the Galesburg Christian School. Their annual dinner and auction is coming up on Friday. Are there still tickets available? And if so, where can people purchase those?
Yeah, if you call our school office, 343-8008, and talk to Mandy or Jenny, myself, we'll help you get a ticket. And, we still have a few spots available. And it should be a fun night. Really should.
I'm looking at some of the items on the silent auction. My goodness. I mean, just anything and everything you can think of. You got just tons of different stuff, whether it's, super wash and wax at Dave's Auto Body, 1 hour massage at Path. My goodness. Galesburg Rifle Club membership, Isabel Bloom statue, really cool items.
Really is a wide variety. And then you get to our live auction. There's some really neat items.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going to be available on the live auction.
Well, one of my favorites is this. We have teams in our high school. One of our teams in our high school donated this basket. It's a one-night stay at Jail Inn Hill Inn. I guess that's up in Galena. It's supposed to be a really nice place. Okay. A little bed and breakfast ranked number one in the country, I believe.
Wow.
And so it's a one-night stay up there, $100 gift certificate to a restaurant up there, Vinnie Vannucci. I think that's how you say that. A gas card. So that's going to be a really neat basket. I think that's going to go for quite a bit. We've got several nice items from Kohl's Jewelry. So obviously people always enjoy that. And then our sports basket, this has four undated tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals, a Monday through Thursday game. So you pick the day, you get to go.
Mm-hmm.
Also with a pre-game field visit, which that's a pretty special thing. And then we are singing at, we'll talk about that a little bit later maybe, but we're singing at the national anthem at the Cardinals game.
Yeah, we'll talk a little more about that coming up.
And so it has tickets to that too, four tickets to that game. And then some other neat things. Our boys basketball team won the NICC, our conference tournament this year and our conference season. And so we have a signed basketball for that. I'm sure that'll mean something to somebody. And if you're not, if you're a Cub fan, there's even something there for you. Second baseman Ben Zobrist autographed batting glove for him.
Ooh, so that's cool. Really, yeah. And because not only with him for Cub fans, but he's a Central Illinois guy,
sure
from Eureka. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So that's a neat basket. We've some of our other classes put some great things together too. There's a bonfire basket that's got some neat items from Galesburg Liquidation, Chase lounge chair, and then also a fire pit. I saw that being carried in yesterday, and so some really neat items there. There's a travel basket. So, yeah, and one of the ones that went really big 2 years ago that we didn't have last year was a Nerf wall. So it's a whole Nerf gun, whole wall that they get stored on. It's really neat. So that's kind
really
of a neat
cool.
thing. Yeah.
Bob Mutzhorn is the administrator of Galesburg Christian School. Their annual dinner and auction is coming up on Friday evening at Cedar Creek Hall, the former American Legion location on North Street here in Galesburg. I was reading it when you mentioned the gift certificate to Vinnie Vannucci in Galena. I'm thinking, wasn't he in The Godfather or something? I don't know. It just sounds like it. Maybe not.
Could be.
I'm guessing that's an Italian restaurant.
That sounds like it.
Just a guess. Well, again, tickets still available. You can contact the school. And if they're still out there, will they be available at the door?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a little bit. I mean, we're hoping that people, you know, buy a ticket early.
Right.
But because it is a little bit more challenging for caterers, for tables. Last year we had so many people show up at the door, we actually ran out of places to seat them because we had about 30 to 40 people show up just that night. So we'll take you, obviously, because we want, you know, you to be bidding on our things and enjoy the dinner and hear about GCS. But if you can call ahead, that'd be great. So,
well, speaking of hearing about GCS, talk a little bit about Galesburg Christian School and the educational opportunities for a parent who's thinking about what to do with their child.
Yeah, we do just offer an alternative, and I think it's a really good alternative that has a teaching with a biblical worldview kind of strewn throughout it. That's important to us, just to kind of have that mindset. Smaller class sizes. We max our class size off at 15, so a lot of families really think that's important. To have that individual attention from the teacher. And I like it that the teachers can really have a close eye on every student to make sure that if there's a little challenge, something like that, they could really help them. And so we've had a lot of success with that. And with our partnership with Carl Sanford College, dual credit classes, that kind of a thing, there's a lot of things that are available for students to continue their education and get a good quality education. And because of our sports program, you're not missing out on anything like that. We have a great sports program. We even have boys volleyball. They're playing right now.
Oh, wow.
And they're having a great time playing. I think they had their third game last night. I didn't hear if they won or not. But, you know, they're a lot of fun to watch, too. So,
what I was going to say, you people might think, okay, really small enrollment, you're probably going to miss out on some of the extracurricular stuff. Well, no, you're not.
No.
You've got the music program. You've got the choir. You have, like you said, sports. Had a really successful boys basketball season.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun this year. Our boys basketball team won the conference, won the seasons conference, and even played some very public schools. So there's a lot of opportunities there. And then, you know, this year, first time that we've started National Honor Society. So we have some inductees here coming up next month that'll be inducted to our National Honor Society. student council, so we have student government that they can be involved in, a student yearbook that's done by the students, a lot of experience there. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure one of the questions parents have is about college prep. Talk about I'm sure you have students that do go on, and probably a pretty good percentage of them.
Yeah, we do. And some of them stay right here at Carl Sammer, get a good start. I think fiscally that's really responsible. Oh, yeah. Others continue on. My daughter, for example, graduated 2 years ago. She's an engineering major at Olivet Nazarene University and doing great. So, yeah, there's a wide variety of that. But we do feel like our students are prepared. And one thing that my daughter noticed is just how much, like, we do have quite a bit of homework. We expect our students to work hard. And we expect them to be able to write papers, a nice educational paper. And so those things really prepared her for the next step, and that she felt like as she got into her classes, she was ready. And she could do everything that they've asked. You know, she talks about some of her math problems, and, you know, she's talking about a math problem that goes on for three pages, you know, and I don't understand how anybody can do that, but I'm glad she can. So we do feel like we really do prepare our students well.
I tell you, I've talked about this before. Math lost me when letters got involved somehow. I don't know where that came from, but that's where they lost me.
Threw in the towel then. Exactly. I got you.
Bob Newtort is the administrator of the Galesburg Christian School. Their annual dinner and auction is coming up on Friday, Cedar Creek Hall. Doors open at 5. Please get your tickets. Call ahead to get those. There will be some available at the door, but if you can, please get those ahead of time and help out a great cause. Now, and that's not the only thing going on. You got some really other neat events coming up.
Oh, we do.
And one coming up actually just a month from today, right? Yeah, 1 month from today, Saturday, April 27th. This is something that's going to be really fun. This is something that's huge around the country and coming to Galesburg Christian School.
Yeah, we're having a mud run, and we've done some fun runs before, and we thought we would change it up a little bit and have a mud run. And I've got a friend that travels the country doing these kind of things. He does them mostly for churches and youth groups. So this is definitely like youth-oriented, but it's going to be challenging enough that adults are going to want to do it too. We're just launching this, the registration for it. We'll talk more about it at our auction night,
okay. But
it's going to be a fun night. And it's going to be there's going to be some competition, or you can do it for fun. There's going to be times for the kids to go so they won't get run over by adults, you know, all kinds of fun things. And there's on our property, we're going to have a mile course with somewhere between 15 and 20 obstacles that they're going to go through. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That will be wet and muddy,
and
by
wet
the way.
Wet and muddy, yes. And we seem to have plenty of mud right now, so yeah. We should be good.
Yeah. Well, and I think people don't realize until you do it how much more challenging that makes it, that you're adding that extra weight of the mud every time you go through or in an obstacle. And,
yes.
It's fun. The kids love it because they get to get dirty.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm hoping that we don't like bring much mud into the building. So we'll try to keep those outside. But it's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to that. Just another way to support school, as well as get some exercise and have a nice family fun activity. So
I'm guessing you'll have hoses out there so people can spray it
off
afterwards.
That's the plan.
Yeah. So again, that's coming up on Saturday, April 27th. That'll be actually at the Christian School there. And you can get yourself registered for that coming up. Now, the other big thing you mentioned briefly, coming up September 5th, Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Cardinals will be playing the San Francisco Giants. And there will be a group of young people from your school that will be on the field performing the national anthem. That is really cool.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Even as a Cub fan, I'm still excited about this opportunity. I'm not sure I'm ready to don any Cardinals gear for that day, but
I guess you could probably wear Giants gear. I don't know much on the field,
I better just – maybe I'll wear some GCS gear or something like that. But we're really excited about this. Mr. Barker, our Bible teacher, lined this up for us, and he helped us make this happen. So we're pretty excited. So we hope to bust some kids down there. There's a lot of families that already said, hey, we want to go. You know, we could see our kids out there singing. That's awesome. So we're pretty excited about it. We're going to have quite a few tickets to sell. It's part of the deal is that if we do this, we have to sell tickets. So they're going to be a great price. We're going to announce that again at the auction. So come out to hear about that and get some tickets. So.
Yeah, and then again, we'll have you on coming up later on, like in August, to talk more about that. Yep. And you'll find out where tickets are available or how much they are and everything. That's a really cool thing that they're going to – that's such a cool experience. And like you said, it doesn't matter what team you're a fan of. Getting on the field at any professional baseball stadium is a really cool thing.
Yeah, and for our kids that work hard at choir,
we're
pretty excited about just giving that opportunity to be that kind of a spotlight. So, you know, I think it'll be great. So.
Bob Newtorn is the administrator of Galesburg Christian School, joining us here this morning. Let's see, the annual auction, dinner and auction is coming up on Friday, Cedar Creek Hall, of course, the old American Legion location on North Street here in Galesburg. And that'll be on Friday. Doors open at 5. Again, you can get your tickets, contact Galesburg Christian School, and get your tickets ahead of time. There will be some available at the door, but just to make sure they know you're going to be there, get them ahead of time.
Oh, that would be making our life so much better, yes.
Bob, anything else we need to know about Galesburg Christian School, the auction, or anything else you got coming up?
I think the biggest thing is we're looking forward just to completing this year and finishing strong, having a graduating class of, I think we've got 6 in our graduating class, not a huge class, but we're excited about that. One of our bigger ones here, recent history, because that's we started our high school again. And so we're excited about that. Have a spring concert coming up, and you know, just lots of great. It's gonna be a busy couple months here with all of this.
Well, and I know no different than the public schools. This was a crazy year because of the weather. Are you guys making up some of the days? Or
we did. We finished our spring break last week, and we finished a little bit early because of that. You know, some of the kids weren't terribly excited about that. We also take 2 days off normally at Easter time, one before, one after, so that Monday we're going to come back to school. And then, we've made some adjustments there. Fortunately, because of our schedule and being a non-public school, we have a little bit different guidelines. We go by the number of hours rather than the number of days. And we had so many, we actually had enough school days built in for all the ones that we missed, which is pretty unusual. We exactly used up all of them.
Oh, wow.
But we felt like academically we wanted to get those days back in because we just felt like we needed to achieve a few more goals with our students. So adding those couple days really helped us a lot.
Absolutely. So when will you finish up then?
We finish up the Friday before Memorial Day.
Okay.
I guess the 25th.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So, yeah.
Well, again, the annual dinner and auction for Galesburg Christian School takes place this Friday, Cedar Creek Hall. You can get your tickets, contact Galesburg Christian School, and a great event, a great way to help out. Lots of wonderful items that you can bid on, whether silent auction or the live auction. Of course, the Mud Run, we'll have more information about that coming up, and the choir singing National Anthem at Bush Stadium later.
Yes, and I'd like to just really quick thank our sponsors, because we do have, I can't list them all, but we do have some major ones that really have helped us out, Bethel Baptist Church, Country Financial, John Reiner, the banks in town, just about all of them have donated and been a big help to us, Galesburg Animal Hospital, the Register Mail. So we just really appreciate that. Lambasio was a big sponsor. Dick Blick was one of our major sponsors for the entire event. So we just really appreciate all those in our communities. And if I didn't list you, it's not because I don't, you know, appreciate you. I really do appreciate all those that have helped us just to make this event possible.
Well, that's it. You got to have the community support to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And we've seen that. I think people are recognized what we're doing and see our graduates and see the impact we're having on families, and so they're excited to help us. So,
Bob Newtor, the administrator of Galesburg Christian School, joining us here this morning again. The annual dinner and auction coming up on Friday at Cedar Creek Hall, and you can get your tickets ahead of time by contacting the school. Bob, as always, thank you for your time. Appreciate what you're doing in our community.
Thank you, Tom, for having me. Appreciate it.